Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masechet Bechorot Daf Chaf Dalet Amud Bet. About to take a look at the third Mishnah in this, the third Perek. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam Omer, we've already seen this Mishnah invoked in the previous Sugiyah. Hashochet et HaBechor Osem Makom Bakofitz Mikan Mikan Vetoleshet HaSeyar. A little review of this Mishnah will give us the following. When you're going to slaughter the Bechor, Bechor Balmum, you can use the cleaver to make a spot on each side of where you're going to shecht, v'tolesht ha-sear. And you can then pull out the hair, meaning it sounds like you're going to take the cleaver and use it to cut some of the wool on either side of where you need to have some open space to cut on the neck, and then you can pull it out, eventually zenemikoro, as long as you leave the hair in place and not out of the area. And you could do the same thing if you need to check somewhere on the body, suspecting that there's a mum. That's how you can get the wool out of the way so you can see it. Now remember, the issue here is that there is an isur of giza b'chor, even a b'chor balmum. So how do we avoid violating that? In the same way, making space to shecht directly on the neck, or to look at the neck for mum, or look at any part of the body for mum. That's his solution. And Amar Rav, as we already saw, Lachak Rabbi Yossi ben Hamishulam. So Balmi named Rav Huna. They asked Rav Huna, who is a Talmud of Rav, Kenegdo b'Yom Tov Mahu. What about doing the same thing on Yom Tov to shecht, meaning a regular animal, not a b'chor necessarily, and you will want to slaughter him on Yom Tov to eat him? Can you do the same piece of Talesh with the Seyar in order to get access to the neck? Is it because in the unique Isur of Lo Tagoz B'chor Tzonecha, Rabbi Yosef ben Shulam says, pulling out hair is not called Gozes? But that would not affect Yom Tov. Yom Tov asur da havelego tekeret av amikuduro, because on Yom Tov you're still pulling a thing out of its place of growth. We all agree that Tole Seyar is an Isra on Yom Tov. Odelma bi'almasav Rabbi Yosef Meshulam Tole Chanu Kozeis. Maybe Rabbi Yosef Meshulam believes that pulling hair out is a form of Giza. V'hano tamen ashari, but why does he say it's mutar in the case of the Bechor? Tavele devashem kavein. Maybe the reason that in the case of Bechor he allows it is not because definitionally he says that pulling hair out is not Giza. It is. But what's your purpose in doing it? You're doing it not to get the wool out, meaning not because you want the wool, but to make space. That's called the Varshen Mitkaven. You're shearing the sheep, sort of, in order to use wool, but in order to have space there. And therefore, on Yom Tov would be also mutar because the Varshen Mitkaven. So Amar Lehu, Rav Huna said to the students, Zilu Shalu al Rav Hananel. Go ask Rav Hananel, who was a close student of Rav and kept his Torah intact. If he tells you Alachakar Yosef Meshulam, which would be what Rav said, Ifshot Lehu, then I'll answer the question. Atu Shalu, they went and asked Rav Hananel. Amar Lehu, he said, Achim Rav, Alachakar Yosef Meshulam. Which, what that meant was that he said this is practical halacha, and even halacha bizman hazeh with a Bechor Balmum. Atu l'kamei d'Rav Huna, so they came back to Rav Huna. Amar Lehu, kenegdo b'yom tov mutar. So therefore, since Rav says even in practical halacha, this is what you can do with a Bechor Balmum, therefore on Yom Tov it's mutar, because the issue simply is the Rashi Mitkaven. So Yitmanam Rav Hananya Bar Shlomya Mishmei d'Rav kenegdo b'yom tov mutar. So we have a memra that supports that. The problem is it doesn't match up, because Rav would then have to hold as a matter of principle the Rashi Mitkaven mutar, like Rabbi Shimon, but it's a very famous machlok at Rav and Shmuel. Which means a cork made out of fabric that you use to stuff up a barrel of wine and has wine kind of in the fabric itself. It's soaked in. You're not allowed to push it into the bottle on Yom Tov, because when you push it in, it's going to create schita. Oh, it's davar shem kaven. It's davar shem kaven asur, evidently. The answer is no. By here, Rabbi Shimon Modeh, even Rabbi Shimon says davar shem kaven mutar, would agree that that's asur. Why? Dabayev Rava Damri Tavayu, famously Modeh Rabbi Shimon Psik Reshe Veloyemut. Rabbi Shimon agrees that if you have a case of Psik Reshe, which is when you do act A in order to accomplish objective Z, which is not asur, but result S will happen, result R will happen, and result R is inevitable in the act, and that's the Isur. Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's Asur. Remember, the principal case of the Rosh Mut Kavein, the index case, is dragging a bench across the yard. Rabbi Shimon says you're allowed to do that on Shabbat, even though it's likely to make a ditch, because it's not built in. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to do it, because if you make a ditch, that's Asur, as Choresh, and even though that's not your intent, it's still Asur. But Rabbi Shimon will agree that when the act you are doing, Act A, will inevitably have result R, which is Asur, that it's Asur. He learned it without tradents. Rav directly Amar, which means Rav himself explicitly said, the Rosh Mut Kavein Asur. Certainly holds that way. And the reason that in the case of a Bechor, Rabbi Yosef and Shulam allows it, Rav agrees, is because pulling hair out is not called Giza. And therefore, in the case of a Bechor, it's Mutar. But remember, Rav also said on Yom Tov you can do it. Because pulling wool out with your hand is not the normal way of doing the malacha. So that, therefore, it's only going to be an Isur Derabbanan, and we're going to allow it in place of Ochel Nefesh, because you can't slaughter the animal without this. V'torosh lavhanu gozes, but is pulling hair out not the same as Giza? V'tanya, v'torosh takanaf ha-kotmo v'hamorto, if you pull out a feather from a bird, or you cut the tip of it, or you pull off the pieces by putting your hand across it, chayav shalosh chatot, for each one of them you'll be chayav ha-chatat. V'yamar esh lakish, why are you chayav? Tolesh chayav mishum gozes, because gozes is an am malacha, and pulling the feather out is called gozes. So you see that pulling something out is called shearing. Kotem chay mishum machatech, merei chay mishum machek, not our issue. So shani kanaf, tainu orchid, the answer is, in the case of a feather, it really is the normal way. Umid Rav, savor k'Rabbi Yosef ben Shulam, but once we say that Rav holds like Rabbi Yosef ben Shulam, Rabbi Yosef ben Shulam, savor like Rav. It must be it because Rabbi Yosef ben Shulam fundamentally has the same position as Rav, which is the Rosh Mut Kavein Asur. So Rabbi Yosef ben Shulam, the Rosh Mut Kavein Asur, is that really true? Vatanya, shtei sarot ikaron ma'adim, or sham mashchir, let's say I have two hairs on a paraduma that are red at the roots, but the top of each one of them is black. Remember, if you have black hairs on a paraduma, it is posel. You could cut off the black tips with a scissors and not be worried. And remember, there's an Isser of Giza, but Kodshim. So Shani Parad, a lot about Giza here. The answer is that the Isser doesn't apply to oxen, it only applies to flock, we think. There's the Isur of Giza and Avoda of a Bechor, and it lines Avoda up with an ox. We've already seen this drasha, and it lines shearing up with a lamb. How do I know to cross apply them? And to point that Giza is also Usur with the bovines, and Avoda is also Usur with the ovines. The Torah ties them together with the Vav. So the Yisurim ply across, which means you're not allowed to shear even an ox, and Para is from the ox family. The answer is Para is not Kodshim Mizbeach. It's never going to go on Mizbeach, it never comes into the city, it's outside. It's better Kabayit. But Rabbi Elazar said that Kodshim Mizbeach also that Isur. The answer is Midr Abanan. That's only Isur Abanan. Ivaika Isur Abanan. What do you mean it's only Dr Abanan? It's still an Isur. How could Rabbi Yosef and Shulam allow it? The answer is Shani Para de Loshchicha. The answer is Para is a very, very uncommon thing. And therefore, the Rabbanan, when they made a Gzerav, Kodshe Berakabayit, also, you may not do Gizavara, they didn't apply it to this very rare thing of Paraduma. Which means Paraduma uniquely does not have an Isur of Giza, even Dr Abanan. Valechla Valafka Lechulin, why don't you just avoid the problem by redeeming it, making it chulin, once you discover the black tips, Valigza, and then cut the black tips off, Vahadolikdashan, then re-sanctify it. The answer is Dameha Yikarin. It's a very expensive thing. Why should we have to take all that money to redeem it? Valiavalakid Shmuel, so why don't you use Shmuel's patent, which is Dameshwarakta Shavamana Shakhlo Shavapruta Mechulal. If you have hektish worth a lot of money and you redeem it on the smallest coin, it works as long as it's shavapruta. In other words, it doesn't have to be the same amount. Then you owe the amount to hektish, but in this case, you redeem it on a tiny coin. cut the hair, then re-sanctify it, and nothing's lost. The answer is, Emer Davar Shmuel Shichlulo. Look at Shmuel's language. Shmuel's language is post facto, if you redeemed it. Lachatchila mi'amar, since when did he say that that's a lachatchila plan? The other possibility is, could be that Rav accepts Rabbi Yosef and Meshulam and says that's the halacha and applies it to Yom Tov and says the entire reason is because in spite of Davar She'en Mitkaven Asur, still it's Kalachayad. Yosef Meshulam doesn't have to agree with Rav. He could hold like Rav Shimon and say Davar She'en Mitkaven Mutar, and that could indeed be his reason if he were to apply it to Yom Tov. We don't know what he says about Yom Tov. Okay, the Mishnah said, you pull the hair out, but you got to leave it sitting there. There's only true if you do it with your hand. But you're not allowed to tolish it. You're not allowed to pull it out using a kli. But the Mishnah said, as I point out in reading the Mishnah, the simple read of it is that you make a place with the, when you cut it with the knife, with the cleaver, you cut. That's a kli. The answer is time in likofits. Don't read bikofits. You make a space using the cleaver, but rather you make a space with your hands for the cleaver. You're making a space that's big enough for the cleaver to get in, and that's what you tear out with your hands. Now, there's a little bit of a strange question because the language of the Mishnah is pretty clear that lechatchila you may make space on the body by tearing out wool in order to see a mum. Rabbi Yirmiyah Toshmas, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Semra Mesubach Ba'ozen, if you have a bunch of wool that's knotted up around the ear, and you think that there's a mum on the ear, it's Rishulam Ra'ad Toshom Ra'ad Mumo. You can pull out the hair to show the Chacham the mum. Shema Minah Lachatchila. So you can see that our entire ruling of Rishulam is Lachatchila. You may tear out the wool. Not if you tore it out, it's okay. Shema Minah. Rameri Afanan Amitanina, it says, I can prove it to you from our Mishnah. V'chein HaTolesh Tasealim Ra'ad Makom Mum. The Mishnah compares the second case of tearing out the hair to see a mum to the first case, which is certainly lechatchila by using the word v'chein. My v'chein ilam is lezuzut mekom. Oh, if you think v'chein means just like in the reisha, you have to leave the hair in place. Then hashtag ma shochet shchito muchachar alav. Certain that that's a kavachomer in the case of shchita, where 5 minutes later you're going to see the dead animal. And you'll all understand that the reason that he pulled the wool out was for that. You still have to leave the wool in place. When you're going to look at a womb which may end up with nothing happening to the animal, you certainly have to leave the hair in place. So the chain can't be for that. That's too obvious. It must be there to tell you that lachatchila, you could pull it out. So you could see that Rav Shulam's position and our halacha is that lechatchila you may tear out the hair in order to tear out the wool in order to check for mum, and that is clearly a psak. Okay, we'll stop here to the final podcast in this parak in the next time we meet. Meantime, you should have a wonderful day.